Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. The president talking about illegal immigration. He is in Grand Rapids. He is in Michigan. Linda is monitoring. And when we get to a point where the president is getting very specific, we'll go to that. Before we get to that, though, however, I'd like to play an exchange with White House spokesperson Kirby and Peter Ducey over the use of the term bloodbath, because Peter Ducey found Joe Biden using that term back in 2020. Oh, it's sorry, it's a KGP with KGP. Let's play that exchange.
So when Donald Trump is talking about a bloodbath, it is violent rhetoric. What was it when Joe Biden said in 2020, what we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath?
So I'm going to be really mindful and careful about Donald Trump. But if you read, because he is a candidate, we're talking about a 2024 election, you should read hit what he said in its context. So you got to read what he said in context.
Bloodbath is an ugly word. Trump uses it, what is it when Biden uses it?
No. Let's be very clear. You got to actually ask me the question in context of what it was said, right? And what it was said when he said that, right? In his remarks, in his speech, right? And so that's being disingenuous in your question.
I'm reading a direct quote from Joe Biden. What we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath.
He was talking about a group of people. A group of people. That's what he's talking about. What the president was talking about during the primary was not to allow it to be the words and the primary and that election to become negative. Two different things. They're not the same. They're not the same. And your question is disingenuous. And so, look, I'm going to be really mindful here. I'm going to be really careful. We have to denounce violent rhetoric, which, wherever it comes from, a former leader, we have to denounce that. Because we saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened there. When you have a mob of 2,000 people go to the Capitol because they didn't believe in the free and fair election that just happened months prior because of violent rhetoric, you got to denounce that. That's not what leaders should be doing.
It's not what leaders should be doing. Really? Because the vice president of our country, you might remember Vice President Harris, during the summer of 2020, and I'll remind you, I know there weren't congressional hearings. I know that Congress only seemed to care about one riot, not the other 574 riots, the ones that resulted in a couple of dozen dead Americans and thousands of injured police pelted with bricks and rocks and bottles, Molotov cocktails, and the billions in property damage. And yet we had most Democrats and most in the media mob lying straight to our face, saying that they were mostly peaceful. They're mostly peaceful. My favorite videos on MSDNC and fake news CNN, you'd have a reporter saying tonight's protests are mostly peaceful, but over their shoulder is a city burning straight to the ground. You just can't make that up. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, you know, she tweeted out the bail fund after the burning down of the police precinct in Minneapolis. Might recall that. Then she goes on Stephen Colbert. And again, we just learned from Karine Jean-Pierre that we should denounce violent rhetoric. Okay, when is she going to denounce the vice president saying this about the rioters in the summer of 2020?
But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's, they're not, this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. It is going to, they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
Take note. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Beware. Take note. They're not going to stop before the election. They're not going to stop after the election. Oh, I guess Karine Jean-Pierre, when she's asked tomorrow, hopefully by Peter Ducey, whether she will denounce the vice president tweeting out that bail fund in the summer of 2020 or not, whether or not she's going to do it. That'll be interesting to see if she does. I tend to think she will not. Now, President Trump has talked about Biden's border bloodbath. We have gone through in the weeks, you know, and months now, we've been going through the numbers over and over and over again. By the way, we have new information on the battle at the border. Now, immigrants that are here illegally seeking U.S. citizenship can now identify as gender X. They get to select a third gender on their new Biden citizenship form. I'm sure this was a top priority for the administration. Now, President Trump did offer to meet with the family of the 25-year-old Michigan woman who was murdered by a Biden illegal. He said, "I'd love to see the family of Ruby Garcia. She's the 25-year-old allegedly killed by her illegal immigrant boyfriend in Michigan." And anyway, he said, I'd love to have her family there if they'd like me to be there. He said it in a radio interview that he gave in Michigan. Remember, this young woman was found dead along the highway, multiple gunshot wounds to the head. The person was later confessed to the shooting. And by the way, turning himself in to police with blood on his clothes, according to local reports, he was in the country illegally. He'd been deported in 2020 after previously crossing the border with Mexico unlawfully. And according to ICE, they said at an unknown date and location, they have no idea when, where, he reentered the United States without inspection by an immigration official. Well, that's, you know, just look at the numbers. You know, I was looking at a chart. Now, the Trump campaign put this out, but they cited Customs and Border Patrol, and it literally goes through the years starting in 2012 when DACA was announced and the Obama family detention policies were put in place. And then it goes through to 2017 when Donald Trump became president. Oh, look at that. You know, Donald, the number of illegal immigrants coming into the country hit an all-time low. And then in 2020, when the Trump, when the new DHS tools were beginning and the wall was being built, it went to the lowest point it had been to since 2012. And then you look at the Biden years and, you know, we got nearly 300,000 illegal immigrants coming in every month, or 250,000 to 300,000 a month. It's unbelievable. U.S. immigration now announcing a third gender option. They're really on their game in terms of their priorities over there. I got to tell you that. Now, you're going to love this story. There's a spending bill passed by Congress, signed into law by Biden last month. Well, now, of course, we've had time to read it before they passed it, but that now continues a years-long tradition of earmarking significant amounts of money for border security in a number of, wait for it, Middle Eastern countries, just as the fight over how to best secure our border is still ongoing. It's a $1.2 trillion package. They appropriated $380 million to secure countries in the Middle East. For example, reimbursing countries like Jordan and Lebanon and Egypt, Tunisia, Oman, for enhanced border security. Of that, $150 million is specifically dedicated to Jordan. I mean, why are we paying to secure their borders when our borders are the least secure? Now, there was another story broke today, and I want the next time I have Governor DeSantis and I have Governor Abbott on, I'll ask both of them. And the Biden administration now has their program of secretly flying illegal immigrants directly from Latin American countries to U.S. cities. And we're now discovering that 90% of them are ending up in two states. This sounds like retribution to me. They don't like Abbott. They don't like DeSantis. But anyway, some 347,959 illegal immigrants were allowed into the secret flying system directly to airports in Florida and Texas, with Florida receiving the vast majority at 325,995, according to an analysis of U.S. Customs and Border Protection numbers by the Center for Immigration Studies. It's unclear how many. I mean, it's sort of like, don't pass, go, don't collect 200. We'll just fly you via the taxpayer of the United States into the states that we don't like, that challenge our immigration policies. Now, if I'm the state of Texas and I'm the state of Florida, I'll tell you what my reaction would be if I was governor. And I'd have no doubt at all that both governors, now that this just broke today, that are going to be made aware of this. I would just send all of the people that they're flying into this country illegally and putting in Florida and Texas, I would put them on a bus straight for Washington, D.C., 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Joe Biden's flying them in. Joe Biden can take care of them. Or you can just drop them off at his home in Delaware, whatever they prefer. Unbelievable. You have one sheriff now is talking about how well-trained ninjas from Chile are robbing rich Americans after getting into the U.S. visa during using the visa waiver program. Well-trained ninjas from Chile are burglarizing wealthy Americans in Detroit, Michigan, and the suburbs to get into the U.S., according to Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Interview Fox 2 Detroit. He sounded the alarm yet again on the rise of foreign burglary gangs from South America operating across the U.S., including Detroit suburbs. We know that the rioting charges, I told you about this, those people that we saw that literally burst through the razor wire fence going up against Texas National Guard. I told you in El Paso, a judge basically let them all free. One other story, FoxNews.com broke this. A Chinese illegal immigrant was arrested in California after entering a Marine Corps base without authorization and ignoring orders to leave. Border Patrol's chief patrol agent said that the agents responded to a call from the base about a Chinese national that entered the base without authorization, ignoring orders to leave. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Just like, why are we allowing Chinese nationals to buy our ranch land, farmland, and land near military installations? Even the people of Massachusetts are now finally getting fed up. Boston residents are disgusted on this plan to house illegal immigrants at a former veteran shelter. Well, we still have tens of thousands of veterans that are homeless in this country. Why aren't we doing that? Now, Ron DeSantis, by the way, started flying illegal immigrants to progressive sanctuary cities and states. Remember Martha's Vineyard, a federal judge yesterday dropped Ron DeSantis from the lawsuit after the Republican governor coordinated flights with the illegal immigrants that signed waivers from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. 77-page ruling. And the judge dropped DeSantis and various past and present staff members from the lawsuit over insufficient facts presented in the case. Really? Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants being flown into Miami, into the state of Florida, and the state of Texas. Sounds like they're very angry against the two governors that are standing up to them the most. But don't worry. It was an electric vehicle that exploded in a homeowner's garage, forcing residents to evacuate. They're trying to force electric vehicles now on you know, 18-wheelers and buses and municipalities. They're going to limit how many gas-powered vehicles that our auto manufacturers are going to be allowed to produce every year. You just have to be, you know, insane. The new study by Bankrate shows that home buying affordability has collapsed under Joe Biden. Look, in 216 days from now, you're going to have a choice. This is an inflection point for this country. Are you happy with this madness at our southern border? Do you think this is good for our national security and our safety? Do you see it as a clear and present danger as I do, and a real national security threat? Or as FBI luminaries have called it, an invasion of military men? Are you tired of cities with no bail, no defund, dismantle, reimagine the police? How's that working out in towns and cities across the country? You want it to continue and get worse? How's the economy working out for you? I have news for Whoopi Goldberg. It's a legitimate question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? She hates that question. Why? Because her Democratic allies can't answer it and say anything positive about what they've done for the country. The big problem. They've got to make the whole election about hating Trump. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HometitleLock.com. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you ever think that squatting would become as big an issue as it now is? I mean, we now have tens of thousands of American homeowners having their homes literally stolen from underneath them. And the more shocking part is, in many states, the law protects the squatter over the homeowner. I mean, hence the arrest of this woman and her being charged for trying to take her home back. And this is happening day in and day out. Now states are having a fight back. Florida just did it in the last 2 weeks with a squatter law that protects homeowners' rights and not the rights of the people that are trying to live for free in somebody else's house that get protected in states like New York, California, and elsewhere. You can't make this up. You really can't. It is that insane. Our friends at AmericanFinancing.net can save you. There's never any upfront fee. It's a free, no obligation call. Right now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-906-2440 for details about credit costs and terms.
Can you repeat that, Linda, what you just said?
I mean, you know, for a price, sure.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
No. That's not what I meant. I want to know if you can do it live. Can you do it live?
I mean, I can. I don't have the script in front of me. Do you want me to get the script?
No. But, I mean,
I tell you, me and the Matchbox guy, we're going to go head to head one day.
And what a lot of people don't know is for a while they had this thing in radio called a cash box machine, where they would try to get extra minutes for ads on, you know, both music format and talk and news format. And what they would do is they'd take out any breath, like, for example, Paul Harvey, good day. And they would take out all of the dead air time. Paul Harvey, good day. I mean, and it would speed up like that, depending on how many minutes you tried to cash box.
That actually is very hard to do, because what I will tell you is you have your spot, you know, for those of you who are not in TV and radio, spots are 30 or 60 seconds. And then I have to do this super long legal thing, compliance at the end. And it's like supposed to be no more than 8 to 9 seconds. I mean, I have to talk super fast.
It is, especially in a recorded spot. That is correct. The Washington Times had an interesting poll out. I do not believe, as some have been believers of, that Michelle Obama is getting in this race last minute. Now, is Joe Biden the Democratic nominee? Yeah, he has it locked up. There's no doubt, as of today, with 216 days to go, he's the nominee. However, there is an asterisk to that, and that is that Joe Biden is very old. We know that. We also know that Joe Biden doesn't seem to be in the best cognitive health. We also know that Joe Biden has a propensity to fall. He no longer can take the big boy stairs up Air Force One. He's taking the little stairs in the back of the plane. I know that they've changed their sneakers. I know that they have Secret Service agents, you know, standing by with him near the stairs if, God forbid, Joe slips and falls again. And there's nothing but fear that, in fact, that may happen. If it happens and it's a bad fall, we could be one fall away from another candidate being selected by the Democratic Party. Maybe that would be in Chicago at the Democratic Party convention. By the way, reports already that there are activists organizing for chaos at the Democratic National Convention. Don't worry, Linda. Sensei will be with us. He will be there. Sensei and his whole team to keep you safe and secure. So I won't be as worried as you normally have.
No subways for me, huh? I can't get on any subways in that nearby area. No Rambo Dead Fish combat confrontations.
No. Now, we've had our moments at DNC conventions in the past. We have nothing serious, but for the most part, going back over the years, I would actually walk on the floor of the convention and not have any problems. I don't think I could get away with that today. I think the world has changed that dramatically. I'm not sure what it says about the world, but it is what it is. Do you think I can get away with walking on the floor? Who escort? You know what was my escort 1 year? Bob Beckel took me down on the floor. I know, I miss Bob.
Ugh. Oh, Bob.
Bob was at his best. You know when he was at his best? And he was doing the five and doing a great job. And I gave him a key to my house because he lived alone in New York City. And I said, well, just come out to my house. And lo and behold, my kids grew up, you know, asking me questions like, why is that guy you call Uncle Bob out there, you know, smoking cigars at 7 a.m. before they go to school? And I said, no, that's a fake cigar. Not a real cigar.
I'm sure that went over huge.
the stink of that. Or, you know, he'd be in the swimming pool, which I never went in the swimming pool. I have a swimming pool for the kids, but once they got old enough and they were good swimmers, my days in the pool came to a pretty quick end. I never loved swimming in the pool. And then he once tells me, he goes, I love your jacuzzi. I'm like, what jacuzzi? What are you talking about? Because he kind of had his own wing over the garage of my house at the time. And it was his room. And it also had a little kitchenette in it, in a separate room. And if he wanted, he had all the privacy he never wanted privacy. And he'd hang out and talk to anybody he could talk to for hours and hours on end. There is a report that a longtime Democratic political operative behind some network of a left-leaning media organizations masquerading as, quote, independent. Local news outlets have maintained access, apparently, to Biden's White House. This person is the founder, publisher of Courier Newsroom, visited the Biden White House nearly 20 times. I want to get a record of how many times all of the people like Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade and all the people involved in all these other cases had trips to the White House. That's what I want to know. I want to know how many times people met with the January 6th committee. I'd like to see when these records will get released. This is one of the problems that the Oversight Committee has had and the Judiciary Committee has had. I mean, they finally got some of Joe's pseudonym emails yesterday, but the problem is they requested them months and months ago, and they're only releasing them in small portions at a time, which means they want to run out the clock until the election is over. Now, Biden was trying to strike an optimistic tone at this rainy White House Easter egg roll, White House egg roll, they call it, as he's now facing this campaign. We're a great nation because we're a good people. The rest of the world looks to us, and we're determined to keep up that banner. I don't think the rest of the world is looking at America as particularly strong right now. I've never been more optimistic about America than I am today. There's nothing beyond our capacity. Well, the only optimistic thing I can think of is that his term ends in 216 days and we'll have a new president. That would make me optimistic that we can get the country back on track. That would mean that hopefully that would be the end of insane wokeness within our government. That would mean we would once again secure our southern border. That would mean that we would restore law and order so every American can have safety and security so they can pursue happiness and their God-given talents. That would be a new America, an economy where Americans flourish, an economy where gas prices aren't that high, and a world where America once again establishes itself as the leader of the free world. Biden is just too busy lying about signing the Transvisibility Day proclamation that was on Easter Sunday. He actually denied it when the press asked him. The only problem is the White House posted his signature of it online. And just like I never spoke to my son, my brother, or anybody for that matter, he just flat out lied. Just like when he flat out lied that the border's secure and the border's closed. Just like he flat out lies about the economy's never been greater. I don't think so. The issue about Hunter Biden is now coming to a head as he got apparently star treatment at the White House Easter egg roll. Anyway, his son was the center of attention yesterday, bouncing around the White House lawn during this Easter egg roll and, you know, glad handing and posing for pictures with members of a 40,000 person crowd in full view of the press, despite, you know, what is this sustained focus on him. The judge yesterday in his tax case brought by David Weiss. Now, I'm not very confident in anything David Weiss is going to do because originally he didn't want any charges against Hunter. And that evolved into Plan B, which was we'll give him a slap on the wrist and we'll give him misdemeanor counts with no jail time. And he's only because he was forced into it had to go forward with a plan. And he shouldn't have been the one appointed based on his history. As having spent 4+ years looking into this whole matter. Pretty unbelievable, actually, but that is what it is. New poll out, Washington Times. Besides Barack Obama, Michelle Obama is the most popular Democrat, I would argue, in America. More than a few Democratic strategists still hoping, in spite of statement after statement, that she will not be running, hoping that Joe will step aside. What was interesting, a poll conducted by JL Partners for the Daily Mail reveals that Michelle Obama would lose to Donald Trump by 3 points in a hypothetical matchup, 47-44. Now, I don't know what that would mean for swing states. I'll tell you one person the Democrats ought to be listening to is James Carville. He's not wrong. You know, he said, look, I've been very vocal about this. It is horrifying our numbers among younger voters, particularly younger blacks, younger Latinos, younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. He said they're leaving in droves. Last year, Gallup survey found 66% of black adults leaned or identified as a Democrat compared to 19% that leaned or identified as a Republican. That itself is a 19-point dip from the advantage that Democrats held in 2020. The poll found 47% of Hispanics identified as Democrats, 35% identified as Republicans. Now, that is, you know, in 2021, it was 57-26. Huge inroads for the Republican Party. Hillary Clinton had a tough interview on Jimmy Fallon last night. You know why these late-night shows are not doing well? Because they're not funny. It's that simple. If they were funny and they were joking about me, I could appreciate that. Jay Leno was funny. Everybody was fair game to Jay Leno. And for a lot of years, it was the same was with David Letterman. Then he kind of went hard left, and then his ratings tanked, and Leno just dominated him nearly 2-1. But anyway, Hillary Clinton, Fallon asked, well, it looks like it's going to be Biden versus Trump. Clinton says, yes, it is. What do you say to voters who are upset that these are the two choices? Quote, get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Biden versus Trump. We know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that.
Right? And, you know, it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, has a heart.
All right. I don't care what Hillary says. Squad member Congresswoman Jayapal says the worse it gets in Gaza, the harder it gets to bring people back in. Warning in remarks aired on Sunday that Israel's ongoing war with Hamas and Gaza is splintering the Democratic Party coalition. Really? Why would Democrats be against winning a war against terrorists? Ask yourself that question. Here's a scary poll, also from the Daily Mail. Only 38% of voters think Biden will be alive at the end of a second term. More than a third believe Vice President Harris will be president by January 2029 if Biden is reelected. That is not a good number. The RNC is considering giving limited access to NBC News. Why should they give access to any of these networks? They're not fair to them. They should know that by now. What's the point? Democrats are furious because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said Biden is much worse a threat to democracy than Trump. And then he accused Biden of weaponizing federal agencies. Be careful what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying. He's going to try to appeal to conservatives. He's going to try to appeal to liberal Democrats. He is going to try to peel away voters from both parties. He is not a conservative. He's never voted for a Republican for president, and he's got the most radical environmental views of anybody out there. Anyway, a lot of ground to cover today. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to have Alina Haba on in the next hour, also an expert on how to prevent your home from being squatted by somebody who doesn't own your home. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Want to remind you of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Since 9/11, they've been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, he sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, he had the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries, countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his family mortgage, gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very unique needs, and he moves around his home more easily now, and his home also gives him hope, and it's only possible because of your generous donations. This is what they do. They help America's heroes. We hope all of you will join all of us here at Team Hannity, commit to $11 a month. You do it by going to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Information download.
Hannity and the breaking news you might have missed today.
With Sean's insider information. Sean Hannity.
All right, when we come back, we have Alina Haba is going to join us. We're going to talk about the, well, dual system of justice that we have in the country. We have, you know, we have this new lexicon, lawfare, a dual justice system. Do we have equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws? You know, think about this. Trump was slapped for the gag order, and the media mob is going crazy because he talked about the family of the judge in the case being politically active. Put all that aside for a minute. Does anybody remember all the threats? I mean, we've had to recently remind people, Chuck Schumer to justices, you know, you pay attention, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, you won't know what hit you. Was that a threat? Sounds like a threat. I think an awful lot about blowing up the White House, getting their faces, and all the other things that have been said. Anyway, we'll deal with the double standard when we come back. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.